Hello, this is Jeanette. Today we're going to be talking about our willingness to be uncomfortable, or probably our unwillingness, I suppose. Over the next few minutes, I would like to illustrate where our feelings of discomfort come from, how they can benefit us, why we really don't want to be resisting them, and how we can use those feelings to transform our lives. Where do our feelings of discomfort come from? When do we begin to label emotions as comfortable or uncomfortable and therefore start creating the patterns of our reactions around them? We start storing emotional reactions to events, moments, experiences, emotions, etc., before our brain's wiring can even make sense of all of those things. A child's mind before the age of 7 is in a completely hypnotic state, which means there's no rational part of the mind that can process or sort through all the things that a child experiences. Therefore, every experience, moment, emotion, reaction simply gets stored away in the subconscious mind. The frontal lobe doesn't come online until, some scientists say, age 25, some say 30. That means that initial experience that we have with all of those things being stored in the subconscious mind essentially continues up until age 25 or 30. You can imagine the multitude of experiences, emotions, moments, events that a person experiences in their life before the age of 25 or 30 that are now stored away in the subconscious mind. Where does our resistance to that discomfort then hide? Every story, belief, or preference we have or create in all of those years is really a cover-up for all the emotions that we've stored away in our subconscious mind. Even if a story, belief, or preference is positive, it can cause discomfort because we become attached to the need to continue to feel positively. And in doing so, we create more discomfort. Why does discomfort continually resurface? We have an emotional immune system which works just like our physical one. If a thought, belief, or emotion that doesn't serve our greater health and well-being gets stuck within us, this emotional immune system will make repeated attempts to push or release those thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. This explains all the recurring patterns in our lives. How does discomfort benefit us? Feelings of discomfort actually reveal what is hidden in the subconscious mind. And it tells us what we are not seeing clearly about life and the patterns we downloaded in those original 25 to 30 years. All of those things that we've stored away cause our discomfort and our resistance to life. Why do we not want to resist discomfort? Usually in resistance to discomfort, we think that by altering our external environments, we hope that that will make us feel more comfortable. But when we attempt to alter our external environment, it only masks what we really need to heal, which is what is within us. It's like putting a bandage on a wound to hide it and never taking the time to actually care for the wound itself. If instead we choose to honor discomfort as a message, which tells us what we are ready to heal within ourselves, that discomfort would then completely transform how we interact with everything and everyone around us, including ourselves. So what can we do when feelings of discomfort arise? First, we can pause and simply allow the discomfort to come up. We can second, inquire as to what other feelings and emotions might be coming up with it. Third, we can allow ourselves to just feel the feelings without pushing, resisting, or most importantly, needing to do anything. Fourth, we can honor ourselves by breathing deeply and giving space for the feelings to just move up and out. Remember, feelings of discomfort are just like all the others. They will pass. You can stay with yourself until they do pass. It's not the experiences of life we can't handle. It's the emotions we feel while we experience life we can't handle. I hope over these last few minutes, I have been able to illustrate for you where discomfort comes from, how it can benefit us, why we really don't want to be resisting it, and how you can use it to transform your life too.